Laundry management. Textiles can provide a vector for cross-contamination of pathogens such as C. difficile, VRE, MRSA, Acinetobacter baumannii, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, and norovirus. Regulations emphasize that linens must be handled, stored, and processed in a way that prevents the spread of infection. This is especially important due to the degree of contact patients have with bed linens, including pillowcases, blankets, and sheets, and clothing. In addition, towels, employee uniforms, and other such surfaces may be present in a healthcare facility. Through a combination of soil removal, and pathogen inactivation, contaminated laundry can be rendered hygienically clean or free of vegetative pathogens. The laundering process consists of the proper combination of water, heat, pH, oxidation, chemical sanitizers, and drying. The physical layout of the laundry and the design of the facility infrastructure also play a vital role in ensuring hygienically clean textiles. A handful of key terms may be useful to know in reference to laundry services. These terms are presented in Exhibit 5-9. Exhibit 5-9. Key laundry services terms. Overall laundry management best practices are the following: laundry services that are accredited by healthcare laundry accreditation agencies, such as the Healthcare Laundry Accreditation Council, should be contracted with if possible. The IP or Environmental Services Manager should visit the laundry processing plant on a regular and routine basis. Policies and procedures should be developed in the healthcare facility to ensure that linen is clean and is stored and handled appropriately. Laundry services. Healthcare laundry is either processed by a facility's own laundry service, on-premise laundry, off-site hospital-owned facility, or shared laundry service, or it is outsourced to a commercial, retail facility with customer-owned goods or facility-provided textiles. Healthcare facilities are increasingly outsourcing their laundry services to offset the risk and costs associated with managing textiles in-house. Key point: the role of healthcare workers' attire in the transmission of bacteria and development of healthcare-associated infections is not clear. The Association of Perioperative Registered Nurses, AORN, recommends that all perioperative personnel should wear disposable surgical attire or freshly laundered surgical attire that has been laundered at a healthcare-accredited laundry facility. Artificial nails should not be worn in the laundry while processing clean textiles. Artificial nails are defined as any substance or device applied or added to the natural nails to augment or enhance the nail, including bonding, extensions, tips, wraps, gel, and acrylic overlays and tapes. The laundry process is designed to produce healthcare textiles that are free of vegetative pathogens, hygienically clean. Laundering cycles consist of flush, main wash, bleaching, rinsing, and souring, which neutralizes any chemical residue remaining from the preceding processes. Cleaned, wet textiles are then dried, pressed, and prepared for distribution back to the healthcare facility. The individuals performing laundry duties should be aware of the principles for safe sorting, washing, and storing of laundry, and the IP should periodically inspect and monitor the products and processes used. Laundry process. The laundering process can be broken down into the following steps: handling, collection, and transportation of soiled healthcare textiles, washing, extraction, and drying, finishing, packaging and storing, delivery of cleaned healthcare textiles. Key point: each of the above steps features multiple sub-steps and considerations, some of which are very technical and specific in nature to the items being laundered. However, the sub-steps associated with the handling, collection, and transportation of soiled healthcare textiles step are especially crucial and more widely applicable. They are as follows: handle healthcare textiles in a way that minimizes exposure to infectious agents. Minimize handling and contamination of soiled textiles. Don't sort or rinse them in patient care areas. Treat all linen from isolation rooms as soiled linen. Use tear-resistant and leak-proof collection bags or containers to contain wet or soiled textiles. Color code or label bags or containers for soiled textiles unless only soiled healthcare textiles are coming into laundry and standard precautions are followed. Keep clean and soiled textiles separate during collection and transportation. Follow standard precautions, including using PPE, when handling soiled textiles. Managing infestations. Facility linen may become contaminated with lice or scabies from patients, especially during an outbreak. In these situations, linen and clothing from infected patients must be washed and dried at high temperatures. It is not necessary to treat fabrics with an insecticide. Processing all fabrics in commercial washers and dryers provides sufficient heat to kill these parasites. In particular, bedbugs can be problematic in healthcare facilities. If not detected early, bedbugs may invade hospital linen and reside in the cracks and crevices of furniture, mattresses, bed frames, chairs, tables, behind picture frames, under wallpaper, in upholstery and carpeting, and between floor tiles and moldings. If bedbugs are suspected, the patient must be examined and their personal belongings placed in plastic bags that are tied securely closed or in other sealed containers. If decontamination of infested articles is desired, bag them and heat the items to 120 degrees Fahrenheit, 49 degrees Celsius, for at least 10 to 20 minutes. Environmental clutter should be removed and the area vacuumed, preferably using a HEPA-filtered vacuum cleaner. Reusable equipment such as walkers and wheelchairs should be thoroughly cleaned. For heavy and slash or persistent infestations, insecticides may be required. HCPs should wear protective gowns and gloves while providing care and when decontaminating infested areas. When notified about bedbugs, EVS may assist with containment procedures and will contact the facility exterminator. Monitoring the laundry process. The following factors in the laundry process should be monitored to minimize the risk of infection transmission. Washing machines and dryers must be used and maintained according to IFU and other recommendations. All laundry chemicals must be used according to IFU. Note that facilities may select any detergent designated for use in laundry processing. Laundry detergents are not required to state that they are antimicrobial. Laundry processing in water with a low temperature does not always require a chlorine bleach rinse, and bleaching is not required for all laundry. Some laundry detergents are able to clean fabric hygienically without the presence of chlorine bleach. Process monitoring should be used to verify the effectiveness of cleaning processes used on surfaces, including carts,